Blog Talk Radio.
America's favorite easy on, easy off energy compression socks just got better. Introducing Copperfit Energy Plus, the world's first graduated compression socks with a rich blend of ingredients found in the top moisturizing lotions and creams. These microencapsulated ingredients are infused into the compression fabric and are gradually released and absorbed by your movement. Motion-activated technology designed to hydrate and soften for all-day comfort. The more you move, the more Copperfit Energy Socks delivers.
I'm not thinking about that I have compression socks on. That simple fact that they feel better with them on than with them off makes me love these socks.
Our most advanced copper-infused compression fabric, made in FDA-approved manufacturing facilities, woven into our easy-on, easy-off graduated compression sock to help reduce swelling and discomfort from prolonged sitting or standing.
I feel that soothingness in my calves and in my ankles all the way down into the insoles. If they can make my feet feel good after 300 miles on the road, then they got to be good for anybody else.
Enhanced compression around the arch and ankles for extra support and relief of muscle aches and pains. And a soft, shock-absorbing footbed for all-day comfort.
All that arch pain that I typically have is just relieved.
They are super comfortable.
They do the job. They're easy and they're effective. That's the whole point of wearing them.
Commercials always promise, promise, promise. This was something easy to try. Just put on a sock. See if it works. I have to say that I'm a fan.
The first ever easy on, easy off compression socks with hydrating ingredients worn by thousands of essential workers across the U.S. Get your Copperfit Energy Plus compression socks right here, right now.
I get compression, I get comfort, all in one sock.
Motorcycle guys appreciate the better technology. This is better technology.
Feel the power of Copperfit.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Good evening, everybody. This is a product of WBNN. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in at 516-9133. That is 516-453-9133. Please press number 1, # or # to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Tom Multimedia. Tonight's show is titled, Where Do We Stand with Coronavirus, Monkeypox, or Any Recent Developments of Diseases or Other Diseases? We will see. And President Joe Biden's student loan controversy. Many are grateful and some are not happy about it. We will look into it. Plus, speaking of money, what about the inflation here in the United States? Promises to resolve it by the year 2030. But what do we do meanwhile? In other words, to survive it. And global warming, climate change, housing, fuel, and food. What do we do about those present concerns? Will we be able to deal with it? Does it affect anyone overseas, or even jobs have been sent overseas very recently. Consumers, try not to get cheated, price gouged, financially harassed, etc. Who can we turn to, and how can we help ourselves during this time of inflation? Plus, guns, crime, weapons, violence, and human trafficking. Do we do? Maybe we'll see. Good evening, everyone. First, I would like to say happy National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dedication to celebrate a cure for breast cancer. The publication WHGov, that is WH.gov, WWW, World Wide Web, the letter is W, the letter H, .gov, government for short, for says, we honor all those we have lost to this terrible disease and celebrate the courageous survivors and advocates fighting to beat it, along with the loved ones and medical providers who have their backs every day. Early, the five-year survival rate is now 99%, which was published September 30th, the year 2022, through an addressment called President's Actions. So there's an unpaid PSA, which is a public service announcement, sent by Minister Merrill of Chicago. Please share this message below. If you shop BFWG, that's an acronym for the organization he represents, he said, they are joining together with the Susan G. Komen, K-O-M-E-N, Susan G. Komen Foundation, raising money for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, now available at SHOP, capital B, capital F, back capital W, capital G, that is SHOP, BFWG, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, are providing hoodies for sale. The beauty of it is this. 20% of each hoodie sold will be donated to the Susan G. Komen Foundation patients and their survivors and their families. So please help Shop BFWG to meet their goal of raising up to $10,000 throughout the month of October. So to visit Shop BFWG, BFW today, the website is www.shop.bfwg.com. Thank you very much, Minister Merrill. That's very well appreciated of you and your kind heart and family and congregation to want to send dollars. Once people go to shop BFWG, which is www.shopbfwg.com. And before I go on, there are people who really rely on Susan G. Komen's organization to support and continue the fight against breast cancer. And some people don't realize there have been a number of, not as many, men who have been known to have caught breast cancer. It could be hereditary throughout their family. It could be the massive amount of weight that accumulate in the pulpy part of their breast area internally. And ask your physician, men. Don't be too proud. Is there such a thing as breast cancer for men? If there's any suspicion by yourself or people you care about or who care about you or who may tell you something that has gone on in the family that you would have not ever known about. So back to our program. Speaking of diseases, some people will question, does the coronavirus still exist? Well, thank you so much. And to answer that, I have been following some of the CDC, acronym for the Center for Disease Control responses, and encouraging them, the people out there, they would like to let you know to please continue to get the vaccines and the booster shots. That is for those who obviously would like to at least consider that for the sake of avoiding anything that can happen to them, especially if you have not gotten any of those items at all. They would like for you to hold on to the identification card that indicates your name that they'll give you and the date of the shots and your birth date in case you have to go in some public or private facilities that need proof of your vaccination. Acquire that card, but there will be times you may be asked in order to prevent any possible form of contamination of yourself or imposed on others to please cooperate by doing so. And don't forget to take your card. Still, it would not hurt to carry a mask in case some forms of public places and or transportation who would ask you for your cooperation to wear it for you to do so. So just because the booster shots and the vaccinations are not a worldwide requirement, don't assume that you can board maybe certain airlines, the planes, in other words, cruise ships, local mass transportation vehicles, a Lyft on Uber taxi ride, maybe someone whose car you are getting into who would appreciate your safety measures for yourself and them. Please keep in mind diseases do not appear and disappear overnight. Even in the media, there has been told that monkeypox is still existing. But there is still proof. It is never guaranteed to go away. And we still fight it with vaccinations also, speaking of monkeypox. Even a few hours ago, it was said by the AP News, AssociatePressNews.com, APNews.com, that Ringo Starr has tested positive for COVID-19, and he is formerly from the group called the Beatles from back in the day to cancel shovels traveling while traveling with his all-star band. So he was scheduled to be in various locations from Tuesday through Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. And he even canceled several concerts. And additionally, on September the 26th, the year 2020, a publication called Nature, their headlines read this. These scientists traced a new coronavirus lineage to one office through sewage. That's right, everybody. The good old nasty smelling sewage. Researchers, they say, are hunting through wastewater for heavily mutated SARS-CoV-2. SARS, capital S, capital A, capital R, capital S, dash, capital C, small O, capital V, dash, the number, the variant that could be the next Omicron. Everyone we call Omicron is. It's definitely in the COVID family. But don't panic, because after every study, about 10,000 people in Wisconsin and at a dog park, they are guessing they can be treated. But they can also can treat the infection and reduce the chances. Well, this tells me that there is still hope for many of us, thanks to medical research. What had happened during that incident, there have been COVID traces through the 10,000 people in that location. After tracing some of the feces and whatever through the sewage system, with them detecting that, they thought that it would be smart to start going to maybe a particular random dog park, get the feces that they collected. It's been an evolution of another type, but they're pretty much getting a handle on it, and they suspect that they can eventually stop that altogether, I gather, in a reasonable amount of time. But meanwhile, with other less noticed but important diseases, TV station letters WUHG on September the 30th, the year 2020, thinking I need to be corrected, 2022, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, warns of a listeria outbreak linked to certain cheese. Well, listeria is something I didn't get a chance to look up for you, but anyway, they said it was during an outbreak of the 20 cheesesteaks that were consumed. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sometimes called the CDC, maybe P, date Friday, after illnesses were reported in the states of California, Georgia, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, and Texas. More than 20 brands of the cheese called Brie, B-R-I-E, not all cheeses, just two particular ones, Brie and Camembert cheese. Oh, they're so expensive compared to the regular cheeses, everybody, so don't panic and stop eating your cheesesteaks. It's not necessarily the more basic cheeses that we have on the cheesesteak, who said They sold between the month of August the 1st and September 28th across the U.S., United States, and Mexico. They have been recalled. So a total of any illnesses were reported, and 5 people have been hospitalized, but no one has reportedly have died. So that's good news. Listeria may not be extreme and may not be immediately deadly, but they're just because that is their job through the Center for Disease Control. And reported on September the 24th, the year 2022, with the show called GMA, short for Good Morning America, a writer named Katie Kinderlin, she said, amid an outgoing fentanyl crisis across the United States, officials are warning about a new method of that is being used to illicitly market the drug to children and young people called rainbow fentanyl. The United States Drug Enforcement Agency issues a warning in the month of August about called rainbow fentanyl, described as highly addictive and potentially deadly fentanyl made to look like candy. Now, to give you an idea what's going on with the fentanyl, for those who are familiar with cases such as 2 famous singers, one being Prince, the other being Michael Jackson, one of the two had fentanyl, which has had been traced in their system. The other particular group, I was a performer, had Propofol. Either way, they're both deadly. So it has been reportedly coming from South America, possibly Mexico. There has been candy laced with this colorful fentanyl per each tablet. You know, we know a candy called Skittles is colorful, but they are packaged and manufactured responsibly and accounted for through the various manufacturers who put those items out there on the market. Fentanyl is more of a lighter colored, individualized candy appearing, or if you want to say candy coated, pill form looking, round, laced product that has been distributed mostly here in the United States. Not only that, rainbow fentanyl has been reaching the hands of some children. There has not been any recent updates that I'm familiar with about the effects it had taken on these children, but there's also been young adults who've consumed it. So with that being said, it is very important that you monitor your children's activity, because you know if there's something they can get away with, they are definitely going to go for it. And we know we don't want that. So with that being said, there's a track that's going to be played by Brother O. It's a national music awardee. And he will definitely bring something to you that I think you may like. because there's not too many complaints that he gets that I know of at all on his selection of music. Thank you very much. Please take it away, Brother O.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
Well, that's very impressive. That is, I'm assuming, from the swing era, E-R-A, of the approximate decade of the 1940s. And it has such classic resonance of how times were more freer after observing some of the shows that have been marking that era until thing that anybody can appreciate if they understood why people dressed in a certain fashion and really taught people about things, I guess, about prohibition involving the sale of alcohol, which was banned. Until time went on and it has been overturned, the prohibition period. Okay, well, thank you very much, Brother O, for a wonderful selection. So to continue, I believe we have a caller in queue. Before I even talk about the student loan forgiveness issue, so please don't go anywhere. And we would enjoy to hear what comments that are wonderful that somebody can bring addressing anything that has been spoken upon or just in general what they have to say as an independent thinker. Thank you. Caller one, could you please come in and tell us your name?
Hi, Antoni. It's Jerry Petito, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you, Jerry? Everyone,
I'm good.
This is Jerry Petito. Thank you. And I will let her grace us with her wonderful presence on and tell us when her show will be again. And I think you will find it very entertaining. So thank you, Jerry, for coming on. This is where I'll let you have the floor, please.
Okay, sweetie. So, okay, my show, before I forget, let me see. It's the 18th. Okay, so I have a surprise guest. I have to work this out, but I think he's going to be a comedic genius. It's going to be a comedy. So, but it is the 18th, guys, Tuesday night, 9:30. So everything, I was listening to what you were saying, and you know what's sad for me? Like, you were talking about the fentanyl and the drugs and all that. You know, our government has a lot to do with it also, Antonia. They bring the drugs in too. And that's what's really sad, because here we think they've got our best interests, and a lot of times they don't, because they're making money on it as well. And, you know, I don't know if you remember when I did a couple shows, I talked about it. I did it on Hamilton Radio with Vince. And it was called Exposing the Truth. And we talked about everything, all of this stuff. And they took my shows off Facebook, like 30 seconds afterwards, once it was done. And it just, you know, I started like really looking into so many different things. And that's the saddest for me, because you know who I am with addiction and recovery, and it's almost impossible to help these addicts when our own government is enticing them with these drugs as well.
Wow, that is amazing, Jerry. And I love your compassion and I love your passion on making sure you address those things. Keep in mind, this is something that our children and our children's children will eventually come across if this is not something that's kept addressable by people like yourself. By the way, everybody, she does specialize in the marketing of a lot of unfortunate drugs that are brought through, because I admire her tenacity and her determination on making sure she keeps us very relevant, familiar with a lot of street drugs that are going on out there, that as we reach each day, they acquire names and different usages. And this is where Jerry come in and keep us enlightened to hopefully save generations of us who she have good reason to say she have a good idea on the involvement of some persons. Yes, I don't want to be accusational, who are within the government, who really don't care about us. And for all you know, there have been speculations, even in the media, about some of the individuals' involvement. And I really appreciate that. And nobody can put it better than Jerry. I have to agree. So far,
I wanted to share something with you guys. With you, you mentioned Michael Jackson, who I loved, you know. And my daughter took me to New York Friday night, and it was a surprise. And we got to see MJ the musical. So I just want to let everyone out there know, if it's possible, it's in New York, please go. Because the young man that played Michael Jackson, when I tell you, sounds like him, talking, singing, dancing, you will never see another one like that. Magnificent, incredible. I kept saying to my daughter, is he lip syncing? And she's like, nope, it's him, Mom. And I was just like, this is crazy. That's how incredible he was. But the reason I'm bringing that up is you mentioned him, like with the, you know, him and Prince and all. And it's just heartbreaking, because the musical just showed us a little bit of his sadness in life. You know what I mean? So, but I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Oh, isn't it wonderful that you did get a chance to see that? Because,
yes.
You know, you and your daughter's on top of things with that. And, you know, thanks to you, I'm sure you and your little ones and the family, you're going to probably be okay because they have a family member who has no problem keeping them relevant as to what goes on out there with things that will matter in their little futures as well. Yes. So you said your show will be on October the...
My show will be... All right. So I'll tell you. So it's October 18th. 9:30, it's Tuesday, and my guest co-host is actually going to be John Monforto, because this is a good friend of his, Joey Perillo. He's a comic genius, and that's who the guest will be.
Can use a good laugh, so I will make a real effort.
There you go, girl. We all could, right?
I love
you, Antonia.
Likewise, Jerry. You bring so much joy to our hearts, and we can't miss it, I'm sure. 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everyone. And you stay wonderful and stay encouraged and stay encourageable. I really look forward to seeing that show. So those are the everyone out there. Those are the people that she mentioned that are part of one of the many, not only acts, but one of the many legendary persons which you can really find very refreshing, funny, musical in some cases, entertaining. And you can learn some good lessons. And she may grace us with a wonderful poem because I tell you, we have a few poetesses here on this station. And I have to admit, I can say they have really said poems that I would say will blow people out of the water. They need to keep a collection of them and publish a small book of poetry with a nice people who understand the value of good poetry. Now, thank you very much, and God bless you, Jerry. And, okay, well, we're getting ready to have another track played by Brother O. Please stick around because I tell you, you would say to yourself, I either heard it somewhere and I got an opportunity to follow up all this wonderful music that's being played on the station WBNN. All right, take it away, Brother O.
When they begin to begin, brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more. We'll
That's another famous movie-related swing music piece that has been very popular for quite a few years. So Begin the Begin is the title of that piece. The singer, I wish I could say who it is, but you can always Google search.
That's all right, Antonia. It's Ella Fitzgerald, this Antonia Batts.
Well, thank you. Ella Fitzgerald, that's what the producer said. Ella Fitzgerald have a heck of a history. Maybe one day I'll be able to add a segment about people like herself. And it doesn't have to necessarily reflect one time period, but Prince and, you know, Michael briefly. Because it is a very ironic thing, both people had died within the same approximate decade of speaking of Michael and Prince. So it is important that we stay on top of these things and understand why we have the right to question people within the government and not get shut down like she is. Because, after all, not everybody's honest. Some people are more honest than others. And it wouldn't hurt for them to come back to us as a public to address things that are near and dear to our hearts, because you never know who may or may not be on your side. So thank you very much again, Jerry. I understand we have caller two. Before discussing the student loan issue, I would appreciate if caller two will introduce herself. I'd appreciate it.
Hey,
please.
Peace and blessings, Sister Antonia.
Oh. Peace and blessings to you too, Sister Bessie. Another wonderful person who's a poetess also, and they're both astronomical. So I just would like for her to go ahead and discuss whatever she'd like. And here's the floor for you.
Yes, I came across something today, and I believe it's in Kansas City. There was a brother on reporting that four women, black women, are missing in 1 week. And he was stating that it wasn't reported on the news. And he was upset because they're stating that this person is a serial deleter of black women at this point. So I'm concerned. And I think most of the women that goes out at night and things like that, I just want to say that you were in the military, but you were taught to defend yourself. And I think these days and times that women need to make sure that they can protect themselves with mace and don't go out by yourself. You know, go out with more than one person to make sure that you arrive home safely and let no one leave you in an environment. But the man was talking about it. He was pretty angry that it was not reported on the news. And that is something to have four black women missing in 1 week. So what do you think about that, Antonia?
I say thank you very much for reporting that, Sister Bessie. Everybody, this is Sister Bessie, the truther, by title. In other words, if there's a truth to be told or researched, and she feels as though she has the answer, whatever method she finds out, she'll bring it to you. So this is a very good topic also. You know, there was a time, if I'm not mistaken, they were talking about a lot of times black persons, especially females, have never been, or African-American, however they call it these days, they never have been a effort to publicize their coming up missing, killed, and things of that nature, which reflects a lack of public or private sentiments by lawmakers in some cases, or certain ones, or whatever course it may be. And as a result, I would say, in the name of humanity, it is good to just report missing persons, period. Because who's to say, this gentleman, he has women in his family, I'm sure, and girls. He may have children and or grandchildren. He may have a sister, a long-lost sister, he would like to get hold of. And he doesn't know she exists because things have went uncovered.
Yes.
And I thank you for presenting that, Sister Bessie, because no matter what their culture or their background is, it is a very good thing to make sure these things are brought out so we know that we even have serial killers out. Maybe it may be four black women today and then five of any other culture there is tomorrow. You get more cooperation out of the public, the public advocates for life and death matters by presenting these statistics, regardless of what anybody's feelings are about anybody of any culture. I'm sorry, you would like to say more?
No, I just, I felt that I should mention that because, you know, a lot of our women don't take it serious that their life could be in jeopardy while they're out there in the street. And you got to watch your surroundings. Also, they had a situation I wanted to tell you about where they put a napkin or something on somebody's car, and the female went outside. She noticed the napkin and turned out it was poison on it. So I'm saying this to women, be alert in your surroundings. Make sure you walk and protect yourself. You know, because it's really wicked people out there. And I thank you, Antonio, for all that you do and for all the information that you bring. You know, so I just wanted to bring that in. And I thank you for all what you do, and I love you dearly.
And I love you too, Sister Bessie. And thank you for bringing some very pertinent information to the forefront. And about that napkin lacing with lace for poison, some people don't realize that there's such a thing as that. Do they know that over in, I think, the representative or the president of North Korea, somebody in his family, had a laced item or came in contact with a person who had intercepted a family member at a public transportation center, and the person dropped dead because they were poisoned. And that's just horrible. Isn't that amazing? What before I even continue, I would like to make sure that, Sister Bessie of the Front Porch gives the announcement of when her show will be again.
My show will be on the 14th of this month. Okay. And I you know, people just got to be aware, and they just got to be aware of their surroundings because they're coming up with all kind of things. You mentioned the fentanyl, and, you know, that is horrible to do that. They know Halloween is getting ready to come up. You know, it reminds me of when they used to put razors and pins in the children's candies when I was a young girl. And, you know, so I'm glad you brought that up, and I hope you remind the parents to be watch out for this children's candy, or just, you know, have them celebrate in their home. And I thank you so much again, Antonio. I'm not going to take up your time. I love you dearly.
No, as far as I'm concerned, what you have to say is very valuable because these are points that I have not been able to remember to include, and God bless you for being able to bring it up. And thank you, and I love you too, definitely, because you're a person that cares about the humanity and all of these other things that go along to keeping people alive and being aware. So God bless you. You know, she said her show will be on the 14th. She may even follow up some of that information she just mentioned. Now, considering that the holiday, as they call it, the holiday, which is October the 31st, for the children to hopefully enjoy themselves, we have to really step it up on what it takes for the children to be safe, because it's not like you could send them out and go trick-or-treating in most neighborhoods like you used to. And I will say that I will give out a little candy because I know I gave out candy previously, and the children look at me so pitifully as if to say, well, when are we going to get candy? You don't have to wait for Halloween. And I agree with them. But I will say this much. I recall hearing much about in the past, and even in the somewhat recent past, about people having a problem with candy that they had to withhold from giving out because of the fact that the danger of the foolishness of people putting razor blades and apples, for example, and God knows whatever else what they may inject in even a package. I recall one time taking my child way over into another neighborhood because people weren't giving candy out for whatever reasons. You know, they have various reasons. And so it's a shame. But, you know, the neighborhood people, they know me. They know. Even the little children that gives them a lot of discomfort sometimes, all they need is the kindness of somebody who they know they can trust and giving candy out to them. I used to work with little ones, and I have a bit of a patient side that most people are really a little surprised about because I'm always coming and going. So I look forward to making sure I do that, but do it carefully. So, yes, people do have private parties now for children. That's the resolution. Maybe they can have it in the recreation centers. Maybe they can, and of course, if you do in the rec centers, try to have a sort of a guard posted and have it early enough so maybe it won't be long after the sun falls, sets, as they say, that they'll be out, especially if they try to travel by themselves. There's so many good solutions to what you can do in order to make sure that the children can still have their childhood. And don't be envious of anybody and say, I'm not giving out candy to anybody. You know, it doesn't pay to be somebody who you never know who may have to extend a little kindness to you later on, too. But don't be a sucker for the little children, because sometimes, I will say this, they can offer some surprises which, you know, you wish you would tell them something honestly. Now, don't do this because that can happen, and send them about their merry way. They don't like to be preached to too long. With that being said, God bless you, Sister Bessie. And I will say real fast before we go into another track for you to listen to, the fact that they have fentanyl and all out there, and, you know, they have them packaged to make it appear. Just pay attention, because even a good long time ago I heard, what do you call that stuff? You put, they have these little papers where you put these pretty colorful little designs on, and it used to be called, because I'm not as astute, all types of methadone and, well, you know, the various names of the drugs that are out there. They place them on the white pieces of paper, break them off, give it to a child, give them the impression it'll taste good. LSD, you know, LSD standing for, sorry, I'm not as up on that. This is a reality. But they used to have candy pills they used to place on long strips of white paper with various colors, and it was so delicious. You know, just a sweet treat, and they were called dots, I believe. I'm not sure. And all types of other enticing things. Just pay attention to what you collect in order for the children to receive it, you know. But that being said, well, Sister Bessie, you're a wonderful orator, and we look forward to hopefully hearing one of your famous poems also. So with that being said, by all means, Brother O, take it away. Let's hear some more of your... Wow, that is so delightful. I don't remember the three sisters who sang that song.
That would be the Andrews sisters.
The Andrews sisters, that's right. You know, you see this on shows that people show you from, like, throwbacks, shows, movies that they made. And I tell you, I said, boy, that would have been a great time to be able to get involved with having fun for all the right reasons. I really wish, but that's okay. Better later than never.
You know what, Antonia? I remember that movie, and they had Gene Kelly dance on the piano while the Andrews singers sang. Of course, recruitment for World War II and all that, but you know what I mean? But, you know, it was good times. Yeah, I mean, good times. Before you bring your next caller.
Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, Gene Kelly, he was a very, very good tap dancer, and he was very entertaining along with so many other types of people that they brought on. So thank you very much. And we have another caller. So would you please present yourself again, whoever this might be? I would love to be able to hear from you. Tell me your name, please.
Yes, this is the Boogity Wiggity 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 Boy from Brooklyn, also the Boogity Wiggity Boy from the Company B. How you doing, Miss Antonia?
To admit, it's a nice way to show that you appreciate that song. And I will say this much, Brother Hooney, I don't know if you've ever seen the reruns at night of these different types of movies, but aren't they the most entertaining thing? You know, you don't have to be of a certain era to really enjoy other people's stuff. So, yeah, so how are you?
I'm always good. You know, to know that you're on, look, I'm up front and center, waiting for you to come on and give us what you have been giving us for such a long time. Thank you so much for all that you do. Look, you got some evil ones that has invaded this planet, and you got the original children of the Most High. They have sat back and allowed them to wreak havoc. You know, I was watching, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but I was on the way. When I saw Dr. Phil, the first time I ever heard, he looked at the screen, and he spoke about how these people is using these candy-coated fentanyl, I think that's what it's called. It looks just like the, oh, you know what it looked like? It looked like that that Valentine's candy, if you look at it. It looks exactly
yeah.
like that. You know,
yeah.
parents, you know, right now we've been, we as parents, which, you know, mine are older now, 25 and 29. But any parents out there that's still celebrating these holidays in the form of holidays got to be real, real careful if they're really concerned about their children. You know, I'm thank you so much for bringing this to our attention. And right now, I know that you've got a lot of people who's listening worldwide. Don't be so caught up into these commercial holidays in the form of their holidays and end up having your children missing or some type of sickness that can come on them that they can't get rid of. It's time to stop allowing the evil one of their kind to wreak havoc. So anyway, I already know what you're going to ask me, so let me say this so I can step off. I am the host of We Will Away You, and my next show will be October the 20th, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be speaking about critical race theory. What are they trying to hide?
Very good. Critical race theory. It has been pretty popular in the media these days, and it will be interesting what angle that you would like to come from and address that. So we can all stay enlightened and hopefully improve the attitude of some people in the world who are missing the boat on what it takes to be a good human being. Hopefully this will make a difference. So I look forward to hearing that, as well as really everyone's show, but I do the best I can these days. So that'll be on October the 20th for everyone. That'll be another delightful show to watch. I mean, after all, even though Jerry Petito's on the 18th, I believe a young lady named Mo, she's on the 19th. And I tell you, it's such a lineup. Everybody better just make it their business to, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, catch up on all of this greatness that you've been missing out on. And thank you for confirming about people who do get involved with holidays. Take note to the different things that are out there. And, you know, the poor children, bad enough some of them, they won't even be able to afford a car soon. Don't try to make life harder on somebody else because you don't have good intentions. Because, truthfully, there are a lot of things some of us will miss out on. And the name of the game is to try to make things better in this world so you have a reason to have a smile across your face as time goes on. So thank you very much, Brother Hooney. And with that being said, I like your Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy presentation sung by the Andrews Sisters originally and danced to by the famous Gene Kelly, one of the many greats of the swing period, as well as many others who it would be lovely to give a list of a lot of people from that time period. Because you never know, you may come across the movies that reflect the time periods. Normally, you can catch some of them on the TCM channel, you know, which is a cable channel called Turner Classic Movie Channel. Or you can catch some of it on the movie channel, which is just an average everyday, you know, presentation of some movies that have not been able to either be shown or have been missed out on. And you may find it very delightful. Wow. So thank you very much again. That was the third caller. And if there's no one else at this moment, I would like to talk about the student loan situation that's being worked upon by the President Joe Biden. So in the future, we are going to look forward to seeing how the student loan issue has been addressed in general as it was advertised and granted by President Joe Biden this past month. And with him giving the allowance of up to $1,000 for those who may need that much, some people may not need that much. It was pardoned, unfortunately, by a deadline of coming up on January the 1st. So everyone get on it who absolutely need it so your life can go forward. And for the Americans who apply for it, there has still been some backlash from people and the public who said they were not happy that they had to pay and others don't. It appears that some people did not ask the specifics on how that has been determined to go into effect. In other words, the general public, you know, they felt as though they have reasons to be critical. On a case-by-case basis, some previous persons who've had to pay, they don't realize that if they have the advantage to have financial security themselves, their income that they were able to pay, they are in a good situation. So in other words, please be careful about being critical if you don't know everyone's situation. Some may not realize that maybe this whole ordeal about having $10,000 on some people's behalf can speed up the process of income earners to get jobs to help the economy as well as themselves. Maybe. Everyone cannot be blessed with a good job to pay off the previous previous student loan that they've had for a while. And of course, there will be some people that we do not personally know who may not want to pay anything because, yes, there are some people who are smug about what they'd like to do. So it's a pro and a con, everyone. But don't think that everyone is not being held accountable for their losses and their gains. We cannot, and then we can, notice that there will be some of the situations judged on a case-by-case basis as to what explanations they have on the reasons they're presented about why they felt as though the previous people who paid were capable of paying. After all, some people, they did acquire good jobs or what people consider good if they can survive and still pay and live contently. Now, the financial stability of those who had paid was just a fortunate availability on their behalf. There are so many ways of looking at this matter of who can pay, who cannot pay, why they can pay, and why they cannot pay. You know, keep in mind, everybody was blessed like you are to take advantage of that. But that don't mean you don't have the right to speak on it, because unfortunately, we do have those
who are having bad intentions, but we won't look at it that way. That's why the president had capped it off at $10,000. And after all, with them having the ability to pay, I can say, God bless you. That is the most wonderful thing. But when the interest rates are inflated, for example, if someone who had borrowed approximately $18,000 and had been inflated to $56,000, that is very disproportionate to them, to the ones who paid. They were fortunate maybe to overcome or overlook that situation. I've known people who tried to get a decent job for the longest time, tried to pay and they tried and they had to stop. Tried to pay and then they had to stop because of the way not only the economy, but the way some employers have treated them, thinking that they don't deserve that good money or whatever reason it was because of their inability to be had to be stagnant. Now, because they have this lack of reasonable income to be earned, I have to say that Biden, who stepped in to extend $10,000 of the amount that they are owed, and of course, say for example, if they have less to pay, they don't get any residuals back from that. They may only have $500 and the $10,000 up to that individual's ability to make sure that they can continue on with life. So considering that, starting in January of 2023, whatever portion of it that has not been able to be covered by the $10,000, they expect to try to make sure that people are held accountable to pay that. That's if they haven't been able to get the student loan forgiveness, for example. And they'll have to pay only half of what has been demanded by those people who are telling them that they have the amount of dollars. I mean, if you say, for example, earn $500 every 2 weeks, someone tells you you're going to have to pay $400, we know per month, that's highly unreasonable because they will not cover your shelter, your food, your clothing, your miscellaneous needs, your family, if you still have them. So the president said they're going to be demanded to cut that in half. From the agencies that collect, so these people can have a decent living as well as still try to meet that commitment. And that doesn't sound like too bad a deal. Now, what I'm going to do is discontinue temporarily that summary of the from some of the public persons and eventually tell you an interesting piece on what the Detroit Free Press had said in relationship to that, which is very brief, and then we'll go on to be able to discuss briefly about global warming, hopefully climate change, and that won't take so long, and then hopefully the continuance of price gouging and things of that nature, and to wrap it up briefly about a very crazy, eerie situation involving violence and weapons and guns, which I tell you, what go on at these Wawa stores is very unexpected, or any other convenience gasoline shops, or the things that some people have been so stealthy, one will appall you. So thank you very much for holding. And take it away and go see.
in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again.
Delightful piece, and Gene Kelly and his lovely young lady co-host, wish I could remember her name, but I have to admit, singing on television was really just a lovely, innocent, sweet era to be involved with all of those great songs. But I will say this, if you ever get a chance to present anything nostalgic to your children, and you'd like them to be violence-free, overly sex-free, those are the very nicest reruns you could ever present to the children and keep their innocence intact. Thank you very much, Brother Ngozi. Now, the Detroit Free Press News on September 30th, 2022, said this regarding student loans. About 770,000 borrowers would lose student loan forgiveness, according to a Biden administration official. But an outside expert estimated the numbers could be significantly bigger. The borrowers who actually hold the older federal family education loans and the other loans called Perkins loans that are not held on or behalf by the United States Department of Education. In other words, they may not be covered. Gosh, that would be very devastating. Hopefully that would not be the issue for those who are definitely in need. With that being said, we have another caller in line. And may I ask for the name of this next caller, please?
Yes, this is Tiana Speaks, and I'm calling in from Jersey. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Tiana?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the program, and it's very informational. I appreciate the information. Fortunately, I don't have to know, but I am so happy that this information is getting out to a lot of people because, I know...
Thanks.
With business, They're under a lot of financial distress, you know. But I did want to touch on something you talked about earlier about the fentanyl. In my area, I'm not Atlantic City, but a close area to here. It's funny because I remember one day I was sitting in the Walmart parking lot, and at that time I had my pickup truck, you know, and you can't really see, like, easily inside, but I noticed some weird behavior in the parking lot. And there was two vans just sitting there. Now, I had volunteered for in a nonprofit that deals with children who were victims of human trafficking. When I did that, that opened up my eyes so much. Like, I knew about it, but to actually, you know, see these people visually with my eyes, these children, I'll never forget the 8-year-old girl crying to her mom, saying, "I'm sorry, Mom." Like, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, my heart just broke, you know. So in this parking lot, there's two vans, and I turned my windshield wiper on for just a second. As soon as I did that, I had no idea if somebody was in the white van. And the person came and parked in front of me, maybe, like, I don't know, like, three spaces in front of me, and had their light shine directly on me and got out. And then got back in the van and then drove between me and another car. Now, it's just something was very strange about this, and it just looked very awkward. Then there was another van that when I was sitting there for a while, I was actually waiting on my friend to come out from Walmart, from shopping. And I'm like, something doesn't seem right about this. Like, these people are sitting here waiting for something. It just something didn't feel right in my spirit. I left from that spot, and I went way on the other side of the shopping center, and I could still see where they were sitting. Both of the vans returned when I left, both of them. And I had mentioned a lot of things that I see. There's times that I've parked when I take my friend, and a random car just parks right next to me. I'm way away from, you know, we have, like, a Walmart, there's, like, a gym, Chick-fil-A, like, a bunch of different stores, you know. So I always park away, you know. And I noticed a lot of weird activity, you know. But now that stopped, I had ended up talking to a manager of marketing in Chick-fil-A and telling him about my experiences. He said, yeah, there was people handing out religious pamphlets, and they were doing this to, you know, engage in human trafficking. Now we have security at both of the Walmarts in my area. I've noticed that now the same company, I think I've even seen them in parts of Philadelphia at one time now. It's like Bronson Security or something like that. But I just want to say, like, I hope that people are aware and pay attention when you go out to your car. I always pay attention to who's parked next to me when I leave my car, who's behind me even when I'm driving, how long they're behind me, who's driving beside me, who's in the store. I've actually felt like I've been followed around the store before, you know. So you have to be aware, your situational awareness. It's very, very important when you go places, especially I don't understand parents when you have children and you just let them just run off. Like, they can be snatched away so easily. Somebody could just be easily, like, you know, waiting to just prey on them. You know, but I really like that you guys touched on this, because it's something that I think about a lot of times when I'm out almost every day. I'm always mindful who is around me. I'm taking a mental picture of your face, because if I see you 10 other places, I know something's not right, you know. So it's just like, you know, I appreciate you bringing that and, you know, that awareness to the situation, you know, because it's very important. Anybody can be, and it can happen to a male. It doesn't have to be just a female. It can happen to someone's child. It can happen to a woman. It can happen to a male, to anybody, any age, you know. It could be anything. It could be for your organs. It could be anything. So, you know, it's definitely, we definitely need to be aware as human beings, definitely need to be aware of where we're at all times, you know, and be careful.
Well, Tiana, I can say, young lady, you have made my night, because, you know, I don't hear enough people talk about being aware, being alert, exercising caution. Somebody mentioned earlier about carrying mace. Look, you can carry mace and a taser, you know. Mm-hmm. Some places authorize pepper spray, or I'm not sure it's mace or pepper spray. Some might, may not. Between the two, you can get that. And I will say this much, you are wonderful for coming on to talk about this. You'd be surprised at the people. They're so determined to get to their destination or do what they think about, whatever, you know, they have. They better think about those things once they get inside the store.
they better take precautions about people sitting in vehicles next to them, people squatting down with a bead on the other side of a vehicle that had timed your stride. You know, my mother used to tell me, have your keys out when you come into the front, guarantee anything, but that beats nothing. And for you to take all of these precautions seriously and take notice to these parents who are, like, really dumbfounded, not realizing their children. I've seen a woman whose child was snatched while a guy was with her. Luckily, the mother caught up with her. This is a media piece I've seen. And this is a reality.
And, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's nice to hear people say that they pay attention, exercise common sense. And go ahead, please. I'm just gratified just hearing this. But go ahead. You were going to say please.
Yeah. No, I was just saying, like, I think I remember that. You know, I don't have children myself, but I'm also, like, conscious when I'm where I'm. Anybody I care about, I'm always looking out for safety because I'm probably the most, like, aware out of my friends of everything. You know, like, even, like, this morning I had to go to my vehicle to get something, right? So nobody's around, you know, and I'm in, a parking garage. Nobody's around. So I'm like, I'm by myself. I need to be safe, you know. So even me, like, I got in my passenger seat to look what I look, you know, was looking for, and I closed the door behind me and locked the door and tried to get in a comfortable position so nobody could come running up on me while I'm leaned over in the car. And it was about maybe 5, 6 o'clock in this morning. I had to look for it, you know. And it's funny because I saw people going through their car, and I'm like, they have no idea I'm even in this car. So what if I was somebody that was dangerous? I'm like, wow, people really don't pay attention to everything. Like, I pay attention to it. I don't even, like, I pay attention to even when you get on elevators, where you're going. You know, I ask somebody, where are you going? I want to know where you're going. What floor are you going to? Because you don't need to go where I'm going. You know, like, I'm very, you know, aware when it comes to that. And I just wish a lot of people, you know, were more aware, you know, because a lot of situations could be prevented, especially when you pay attention to the cars next to you. You know, it's so many times I see people coming out in the parking lot, and I can tell, you know, that person's been sitting next to them for a long time, but it's like they don't take any precaution. They're so, like, oblivious to everything around them, you know, and it's just not good and it's not safe because anything happened to you at any moment. You know, it's, you never know what type of person or what type of spirit is sitting next to you or walking in with you, walking behind you, or even in front of you and going to turn around. So I'm always mindful. I don't like people walking directly behind me if I don't know you. I step aside and let you walk in front of me because I don't need you behind me. I don't know what you're going to do, you know. So I'm very mindful when it comes to that. So I love what you were talking about. I absolutely love it. Like, it just made me so happy to hear that I'm not the only one that thinks about this stuff.
Mm-mm. You're going to live a long time, Tiana. And I tell you, you keep up with that attitude, you're going to affect hopefully some other people. There will be some who will never get the message. And I look forward to hearing from you in the future again, because I will say this, you know, to see young adults actually be perceptive and not think only of themselves and things like that, you know, it really is refreshing. You know, you're going to be a good influence in the future. And I look forward to hearing some more good stories. And so with that being said, I appreciate it. Now, you don't have a show on this station, do you?
No, she doesn't. She's a regular caller, Antonia. And what I want to do is that I'll bring these last two callers on so Antonia can finish her thesis before Ngozi time, okay? So the next caller in queue, go ahead and talk to Antonia, an informational guru.
Thank you. Hi, how are you, caller? And,
hello.
Would you please state your name?
Can you hear me? This is Angela.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
Hi. Good to hear from you, Angela.
Yes, I am truly enjoying this conversation. And your last caller, Tiana, I thank her for all of her. This was very needed tonight. You know, I'm here in South Carolina, and we still have Lakes' Ware missing. So I truly appreciate this show, because here we've had a lot of people coming up missing here lately, and it just been going unanswered. So what you're talking about is very needed, and I thank Tiana for all of her input, because it was definitely needed tonight. So thank you for this. I appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome, young lady. And I will say this. I hope you made out okay through the storm, the hurricane at Myrtle Beach, because that category 4 going into 1 was no joke. So
wow, and you say that. It was terrible around here, but how about I was in the midst of all of that and did not come near me. I'm exactly about 10, 15 minutes from the coastline, and all of the pictures that I was sharing, that actually happened here, but it did not affect me. My power went out for 2 minutes. So I was truly blessed in the midst of all of that. So I'm just grateful. And thank you for your concern.
Right. Oh, you're more than welcome, because God be my witness. I was thinking about you. I said, I wonder how Angela's making out. You know, you're such a delightful young lady. I hate to see anything happen to you. So congratulations for making it through. But that is very ironic. I remember my days of Charleston. Boy, I tell you, touch and go, but, you know, I made it through it. So I said, what did I do right? You know, did I say my prayers or something? I made out, but. You know, you never know what your blessings will, what form it will come in. So wonderful. Thank you for talking to me, Angela. It's always good to hear from you, young lady. And what
thank
is your
you.
Show?
Thank you for all you do. My next show is October the 19th.
Wow. Okay. So I got you. I see the lineup here. Okay. Jerry, you and
all
then
right.
Hooney.
Yes, ma'am. Then Hooney. I'm in between two of the greats. Like yourself. So I thank you all for what y'all have done for us and paving the way. I'm gonna put it on mute and sit back and continue to enjoy the show. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too, Angela. Next caller, would you please come aboard?
Yes, this is Clever One Half for the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tapping in. What's going on? How you doing, Miss Antonia Batts?
Oh, she's coming along. I'm having some fabulous callers and love to hear from you. Now, before you go on, because when you get to go, and I tell you, you have some of the most interesting stuff, you know, we sift through the language, and I'm sure it's going to be good. Do you want to tell people first when your next show will be?
Yeah, my show is going to be on the 5th, you know what I'm saying? You know, the same amount of fingers that's on a hand when you get smacked. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's the impact that I'm coming with on the 5th. People going to get smacked with the pie in their face, smacked with the cookies in their mouth, smacked with the Gatorade bucket on the top of their head. Check your satellites.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It'll be this Wednesday, everybody. But nevertheless, you would like to comment on anything? I'd appreciate it.
Yes, I wanted to touch base on this fentanyl situation because, you know, being out here is very, very, very dangerous. And I'm going to tell you real quick, you know, first of all, you know, they were cutting the dope with that, you know, the heroin. And unfortunately, the heroin addicts, they decided that they liked the fentanyl better. So, you know, the order came in and said, yo, we instead of the bricks of this, we need bricks of that. You know, and that's what happened. But check it out. I got a friend. I'm gonna keep his name disclosed. And unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, he was an individual who, you know, he lived an adventurous life. Out in the streets, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, unfortunately, the fentanyl, it come in a lot of disguises, you know, based upon people's habits out here. And he ran into a batch, I guess, and he fell ill. And in the course of him falling ill from the fentanyl, he died getting an oral sex performance by a prostitute in his vehicle. You know what I'm saying? And when they found him, some of my friends found him. I have friends who work for the police department and the ambulance and all these type of things, where these were the first people who found him. And he was in the car. They found him with rabbit ears in his pockets, no cell phone, no money, no nothing. But he had some type of heart attack, having a sexual preference being done on him. Because they found him with his pants down. And this was fentanyl, people. Fentanyl. So we want to be clear of that. Be very, very, very aware of what this is in our community. And if we spot it, you know what I'm saying, we swat it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully, side of Philadelphia. We here to build the bricks up, to stand the sticks up. Check your satellites.
Okay, well, let me see. Let's see what the satellites have in mind for us. And with that being said, I'm on board with you about discussing the issue about fentanyl, and I'm so sorry to hear about your friend. You know, it's not a good thing when people find out they have a loved one that they have to be announced to that the person has deceased. So I really appreciate you sharing your story, and God bless you. I appreciate you. And the next caller, he told you that his date for, by the way, coming up on the 4th, which is Wednesday evening, 9:30 p.m., and that's Clever One, everybody. Okay, next person, would you come aboard, please?
No. It is time for you to do your final wrap-up, Antonia, get everything out, and then
okay.
And go through time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Okay. Regarding the subject matter of a couple of things I just want to briefly touch upon. Well, of course, we know that global warming has been a subject that has been near and dear to a lot of us. And as a result, I even heard a cab driver who was very up on knowing about global warming and what it takes to hopefully do what it takes to reverse the things that have been affecting us as human beings. And he was so adamant about sharing it. I said, wow, a cab driver. You know, that's very unique. Normally they have everything to talk about except for the environment because they're just not used to having to be told that fracking of the ground, in other words, robbing it of its minerals until it almost apparently reached the core of the earth, which can possibly dry it out if anything happens in the later future. Or other things, the spilling of the, I believe it's called ethanol gas into this atmosphere, and that's going to deteriorate not only the earth but cause havoc amongst these wildfires that people are not absolutely sure how to trace them. The melting of the polar caps, which seem to be drifting downward on the earth, and God knows how that will affect the North Pole. And it's deeper than what you think, and it wouldn't hurt for you to teach your children about that so they know what contributions they can make and maybe make it a class project with their teacher to write Washington on their concerns. So I will briefly get away from that matter because we'll discuss it another month, hopefully, in the near future, because we don't want this world to find out that it's going to be irreversible in a few years to be repaired. You may want to take that seriously. And don't be so greedy after money until you don't teach your children what to do to help not only themselves, but to help the planet they're going to have to inhabit for the rest of their lives and lives to come. Now, there is an issue of inflation. We all know what's going on, unfortunately. We'd like to know, people out there, corporate America, whoever, manufacturers, are you going to continue to do what we call price gouging, which was expressed during the coronavirus era, leading into this particular era of inflation? Because if that's the case, we are going to have very hard times trying to survive as packages shrink in size but increase in the cost. And our children need to learn that so they can hopefully put a cap on what takes away from them and their family in their time of need as they try to go on with life. Not only that, but we have a right to live without constantly being drained of whatever little resources we try to survive off of. So take that into consideration, corporate America, if that is you who's involved in that. Don't want to be 100% pointing fingers your way, but you never know. Now, about guns and crimes and violence and human trafficking, you heard a young lady who discussed the issue about the possibility of human trafficking. Don't think they only want you when you're a small child. They'll take you as an adult woman, as been expressed by a very famous actress named Tisha Campbell about a few months ago when she was in a public place and she was being taken away, just about and hauled off to another country if she didn't manage to escape the clutches of somebody, I suppose it was at an airport. May I say this? There's a rash of carjackings, not only here in Philadelphia, but slayings of kids at outdoor events like football, which caused the cancellation of a couple of football games also. But anyway, today was announced that they showed security camera where there was a gentleman who was going back to his red car after leaving the convenience store station persons in a semi-secluded neighborhood to get in this car. Four people timed them so well, within a matter of seconds, they jumped out of the van that was in front of his car that was being fueled and chased him into the store to get the keys from him, I'm assuming, to drive off with his car. And they were armed, and they didn't have small guns. I'll just put it that way. So the point is this. Be very much in tune to what your surroundings are, because people are being very stealthy who are of criminal-associated acquaintances, if you want to call it that. And they can, in the twinkle of an eye, follow you up to your doorstep, find you in hideaway, so you can find them in hideaway places at the flash of a moment's notice, and find out they have been able to get away with that often. You got to start exercising good, clear pathways into your home and stop going in at times of night and have your keys out, whatever it takes. Stop taking shortcuts. Use your brain so someone cannot make a victim out of you. So with that being said, I would like to introduce the thought of having Brother Ngozi to come on and give me Ngozi time for you all's delight on how to find him and us, and speaking of the co-host, and take it away, Ngozi.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with.
luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Sinatra, y'all, and that song is so funny. He sounds like a very controlling person, like it was very, very controlling. He said he didn't want her to leave his sight. Man, oh man, oh man, I guess I couldn't be his lady. But anyway, Brother O, your music was awesome tonight, and my favorite song tonight, of course, was the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy for Company C. That put some memories in my head from when I used to sing with the Orlines. That was one of our songs that we used to do, and I used to enjoy that song. We had some fun with that song, and I really enjoyed your show tonight, Antonia. It was very awesome. I enjoyed the callers, the topics that you spoke on tonight, the information that you gave to people tonight about the fentanyl. And the callers that called in talking about the human trafficking and your piece about Halloween and all that stuff and the candy and with the fentanyl. They're doing so much of that fentanyl, and it's so sad today. But, you know, the heroin is being laced with fentanyl. The cocaine is being laced with fentanyl. They're lacing marijuana with the fentanyl and all now, and that's why there are so many more opioid overdoses now, and people are dying left and right because of this fentanyl. And they're also using fentanyl in prisons and killing inmates in prison with fentanyl, saying they got a hold of drugs, but, you know, how they get drugs? They're in prison. So the COs bring in the drugs, and they give them to these inmates, and they lace it with fentanyl. And it's so really ridiculous, all this stuff that's going on in this country. And I enjoyed the show, and for me, I don't do Halloween, so kids won't be getting any candy from me because they don't celebrate Halloween. To me, it's another pagan holiday, and it's, you know, it's, to me, it's a demonic day where the people that worship the devil and the cult people and the goth people, they all get together, and that's their day. So I am not going to give them homage on that day or celebrate them, but those who do it, have fun. I used to do it a long time ago, but I stopped years ago. So be careful for those of you that are going to have your kids out there going trick or treating, okay? And, wow, and the student loan thing, people needed to definitely hear that and all you talked about today, and Tiana sharing her story of her experience with people in the parking lot. So women, definitely be careful, beware. And another thing that's happening, people are going around with these perfume things for women to smell and test these perfumes on a little piece of paper as well. And when the lady smells that perfume, it's actually something to knock them out, and then that's how they're kidnapping some of the women today, because you're smelling these perfumes thinking they're going to buy some perfume, but it's not, okay? So ladies, definitely be careful because too much is happening, and as Antonia said and Tiana said and Angela said, beware of your surroundings. And Brother Hooney enjoyed your call as well. All right, I'm Chinchilla Jonesy, everybody, and it's such a shame what's going on. And again, Antonia, wonderful program tonight, and Cleb one for you calling as well. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time, and Oladele Milewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Milewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And stay tuned for the Boston Chronicles tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now, stay tuned tomorrow night, and right now, back to International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, the informational guru, Antonia Batts.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, if I'm not mistaken. And I just want to make sure I got it correct. No, that was a mouthful she had to say, but it was all constructive. I really appreciate that. Yes, so I want to make sure you all understand. Well, still, you can apply for your student loan. Go online, get it if it applies to you. Hopefully you'll be able to challenge it if it's considered an old loan, depending on how it's presented, or the Perkins loan. I would like to say that that issue regarding fentanyl, well, it's becoming a little too prevalent these days, so watch your kids. You know, Halloween is coming up. I have to admit, I'm not exactly a celebrator of it, but the children do look forward to the candy, and at least everybody knows in this neighborhood I'm safe, and don't encourage them to go anywhere else unless you are escorted by an adult and have them to check the candy if you do take them out, because after all, you know, we have enough crazy people out here who are not exactly stable enough to realize that the
celebration or however participation in it don't mean that you do anything that's out of line to try to hurt someone else. I will say also about the issue about human sex trafficking, about being careful of concealed areas. There was a situation real fast. A woman and her daughter were getting in the car to go to take the child to school, and she did cheat to work. A guy came in from a vehicle that was parked next to her vehicle in a small garage, outdoor garage setting, and he leaped to chase them around the car. He drove off of the vehicle, the woman's purse off when she dropped it. And as a result, you beat concealed areas where people are capable of intercepting you. It was caught on a video camera, but they didn't see who the person was. But learn how to take caution in most situations, because people don't realize in this world today, we have more people coming and going in and out of so many places that are so strange, until you have to think about what you have to get done once you get to your destination. Don't have it on your brain until you cannot concentrate on what's your location presently, that you're going to have to duck and dodge some of the sillinesses that occur. Or I could tell you some ongoing things that are like outrageous from what I hear. Don't be a victim. Just stay on top of your surroundings and your children. Teach them. On a Saturday when they have off from school, talk to them. I don't care if they're bored to death. Just have a bowl of snacks or something, and catch them in between the stations that they may watch on TV if they act like they don't understand what you have going up against them. So with that being said, please be safe, everybody. About guns and things like that, they have these ghost guns out. Children on the average of age 14, maybe a little younger, a little older, are being caught with the ghost guns, committing assailed crimes against innocent people, and especially innocent children when they get out of school. So God bless you, and I thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in 4 weeks. And Wednesday, Clev One will have a surprise guest. Don't forget the other dates for the other hosts, as well as not only ours who talk tonight, but other people beside us who have wonderful, interesting things to offer, especially as they're learning how to get involved in what we do. God bless you and good night.